is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Hello, Nicole.
And I think we've arrived. Oh, goodness.
Yep, we are here.
Oh, I thought I was hearing someone else from, yeah, it's you. All right, so this is Wolf Wellness and Open Lines with Kelly Wolf, and that's Kelly already there. you startled me.
Yeah. Well, sorry about that. Yay. So hello, everyone, and today it's just going to be me today, but I'm going to talk about the power of sound and how it works with not just your physical body, but your energetic body. Sound has been the most profound part of my practice. Although I am an acupuncturist and I have to do some other modalities as well, sound is definitely the modality I've seen some amazing results with. I am going to open everyone's Akashic Records today. Everyone who is listening, just know that if you are not willing to have your records open through intention, they will not be open. So I just wanted to disclose that. So the best decision I ever made in my life was back in 2010 when I decided to take a sound healing course. And it changed my life. So let's talk about how sound works with us. So I think many of the people who listen to this show or you know, of course, to News for the Soul Radio are very open-minded. And you've probably heard these concepts before, but of course we are made of sound. We are just a vibrating unit of harmonic sound. When there is some disharmony, whether it's in the energetic field or the physical body, then of course, that, putting it back into a harmonic state with sound makes a lot of sense because we're treating a disorder of sound with sound, if that makes any sense at all. So the body is very familiar with the concept of sound and vibration. So for anybody listening or anybody who's calling in, I was going to ask you to put a headset on if you have time for that. Just know that the sound will work through the phone. Remember, distance means nothing. It's all via intention. It may sound a little different, of course, you know, over the phone than it would live. But hopefully you guys will be able to feel that sound coming through. Okay, so I'm going to open everybody's Akashic Records today. Okay, so I just want everyone to close your eyes. And I'm going to say a little prayer. God, Source, and Divine Creator, as we flow through the Akash, allow the Divine Feminine and the Christ Consciousness to guide us with your pure love. Please enlighten us and allow our frequency and the frequency of humanity to rise with grace on this journey. Please allow all who are here and willing to gain the wisdom needed for the highest good. All right, so the records are now open. So, Nicole, I was going to just take a caller right off the bat.
very startling show today. Let's go on to 415. You're up. You're first. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, Kelly. This is Anne in New Mexico.
Hi, Anne. All right. How's your weather in New Mexico right now?
Pretty perfect. 70s and 50s at night.
Yeah, fall in New Mexico is beautiful. Okay.
Yeah.
So what was your question, Anne? What can I do for you?
Well, it is my birthday this week, in a couple days. So I don't know if I could do just kind of a look at my Akashic records of, clearing things, anything that I believe would stop me of my goals for the year or something like that.
Okay, yeah, we'll take a look at that. See if we can show up for that. All right. Give me a moment here to tap in. Okay, so I will tell you, this is really interesting. Sometimes it's very rare that I get a name, so we'll see if we can figure out who this person is.
Great.
So there is somebody, she's a mother figure, or could be a grandmother, could be an aunt who was very nurturing to you. Definitely someone you're related to. She's small frame. She's passed. She's transitioned out of this life. She is small frame and dark hair. Does that resonate with you at all?
Dark hair, yes, that is my mother.
Ah, okay.
We were all, yeah. Everybody in the family is like under 5'5", so that says every woman.
Oh.
But, yeah. And all petite, okay. And 5 foot. So, but yeah, the dark hair, that is, it makes sense too,
yeah.
On my birthday and my mom coming in.
Yeah, okay. So this is interesting. It's really interesting when you open the records. This, of course, the records, it's everything you've ever experienced and more, but it's also a beautiful energetic doorway for them to come in and communicate. So that's why I really, really love opening the records. Okay, so, yeah, so your mother is definitely proud of you, lots of pride. So it's really interesting. So let's talk about goals. She is right by your side on this journey. Just know that. It's really interesting. So she wants you to know that you can ask for help anytime. But let me tell you how the help works.
Mm-hmm.
So divine intervention is, it happens, but not as often as we think, right? They help us help ourselves, right? So you can always ask for a sign, especially if you're trying to make a decision or heading in a certain direction, or ask your mother to show you a sign. She's definitely right by your side. She's, peaceful, happy, and she wants you to feel that in your lifetime as well. So she's really, really beautiful, very, very strong, very strong woman,
yeah.
As well, very determined. So can I do a little sound with you?
Yes, please.
Okay. And whatever comes up while we're doing a few minutes of sound, I will let you know, okay?
That's great.
All right. So can I ask you a personal question? I just want to make sure. I know this is on air, so I want to make sure that you're okay with that about your health.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any issues, I want to say, with either having trouble breathing or anxiety or palpitations, anything like that?
Yeah, probably trouble sleeping with my head thinking about too many things.
Mm. I know, that monkey mind, right? Yeah, okay. So it's just I can feel sort of everything, all the energy just like way up, almost to where it kind of like choked off the throat where you really can't communicate or communicate your needs or what you need. Okay, so let's see if we can clear that out. So one beautiful thing that sound does is it really kind of turns off that antenna of a brain we have,
mm-hmm.
And connects us more to more, I guess, kind of quiets everything down. Because we have, I think they say we have 40,000 thoughts a day. Just imagine, we're just bouncing all over the place. So I'm going to do a little sound. We're going to calm that down. We're going to see what shows up for you. Okay? Your mother is very happy about this. Okay. All right, Anne. So I just want you to, you can sit down and just close your eyes. Okay.
All right.
All right. And I just want you to take a big, deep breath. I'm going to start doing some sound here. Like I said, it might sound a little odd through the phone, or maybe not super clear, but just know it is working with you. Okay, here we go. All right, Anne. So what I want you to do is I want you to take a breath and I want you to travel into that heart space. We'll call it the heart chakra. Okay. What I want you to do is I want you to see in this space the color blue, like a beautiful light blue. And I want you to feel this color. I want you to feel how nurturing it is. This is coming from your mother. This is beautiful.
That is Mike Archangel Michael already for you said that. So that's
blue. Nice. Very nice. Okay. So there's a decision that you're trying to make. Should I go this way or that way? Am I right about that?
Yes.
With what you want to do in this life or a business, you know, something with your business income?
Yes.
Okay. And oh, your mother, she's so lovely. Oh, she really wants to help you with this. Okay. I'm sure you've weighed all your options. Is that right?
Yeah, we're all Virgos, so yeah, very analytical of making lists.
Yeah, and it's just sort of like pulling that ripcord and moving forward, but that's the hard part. Okay. Okay, this is what your mom just said. She knows the right decision. you know, it's really, I know, right? It seems so simple, right? But she says you already know the right decision. So
I did.
Say again.
Oh, I just said, repeated what you said. That's fine. She just said, I know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. you know what I always say, do you meditate, Anne?
Yeah, but not traditional, okay. More like walking or sitting and
okay.
Just sitting and yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And that's okay. There's many different forms of meditation, yeah. Right? You know, your mother said, quiet your mind.
Uh-huh.
And she said, if it takes, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, for that answer to come to you, but she keeps telling me you already know the answer. She said that's going to be your best vehicle for making this decision.
Okay.
She's going to be with you on your birthday. A little bit more present, I guess I should say, than normal. She is with you quite a bit.
Yeah.
Do you have sisters?
Yes.
Two? She's showing me two. Two families.
One sister, one brother.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, she's showing me your sister. Oh, that's really interesting. She's really lovely. Okay. So let's tap in a little deeper here. Okay. She said she'll meet you in that heart space. So go into that heart space. Feel that nurturing from her.
Mm.
See that color blue. Okay.
Okay.
You know, so just know, like, when people ask me questions about the future, yes, there is a potential that you're aligning with at this moment, right? But I really hesitate always telling people what I see, because nobody can truly predict the future. It changes with every moment.
Yes.
And of course, you know, there's free will, and our emotions, of course, bring in, you know, a potential. So your mom really wants to, she keeps talking about this heart space. Go into this heart space. You can picture it however you want. You can picture it like a really comfortable living room, and you can lie down in there. Okay, you can put on a headset, listen to some music, you know, whatever helps you kind of get into that, out of the brain and into the heart. And she said, you know, that will happen. Now, hesitating only I guess delays, I should say, what can happen in the future as far as positive. Right. But I understand. I completely understand, you know, hesitating, right? But she's going to be right by your side through the entire process. She keeps showing me your sister.
Does she want me to tell her?
What a lovely, lovely sister. No, she's just, is your sister going to be with you that day? Does she live near you?
Oh, no, neither.
Okay. Yeah, pretty far away.
Maybe it's just a phone call. It's a phone call.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Now she just, you know, wants her to know how great she's doing, where she is now, and you know, just know everything is in the here and now. So your mother is literally 3 feet away. She can hear you when you even think about her. Remember, she's in a place where she's highly telepathic. So. You know, when you need her, just call her. And she's right there, literally right there.
Yeah, I have the pair of scent. And so I usually each certain family members, I know I have a certain, bring in a certain smell. So.
Nice. That's beautiful.
Flowers, yeah. Cookies or, you know, popcorn. I had a very strong popcorn smell. About midnight, I'm like, I don't think anyone's cooking popcorn at midnight.
That is funny. Yeah, and that's common. So, yeah, that's her way of communicating. She's laughing. She's laughing right now. What a lovely, lovely woman. Okay. Yeah, so she's basically saying, you know, make the decision and move forward. You can analyze it to death, but she wants you to go into that heart space. You can call her in, tell her to meet you there, and see what advice she gives you. You'll have a profound experience. Yeah.
Well, great.
All right. I hope that helped, Sam. And try to keep breathing. Keep that. I can feel sort of everything kind of up high, like you've taken a breath in, but not a breath out. So, yeah.
Yeah. I think also I just had like a double espresso, so it just caught me after coffee as well. But more. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Ann. Okay.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you
for the
so
time.
Much for calling. Thank you.
Okay. Let us know how it goes. Let's go to the switchboard buttons are easy bit slow today. 708, it's your turn. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
My name is Barbara, and I'm calling from Illinois.
Hello.
Okay, I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Barbara.
Barbara. Well, that was my mother's name. All right. Okay, Barbara, what can I do for you?
Well, I have had some serious illness, and I believe that I'm going to receive a miracle. And that's all I shouldn't say that's all I focused on, but I do focus on that. I'm not going to lie. And I want to, my mother's always around me. When you said three girls, that was my family. And my mother, that's why I kind of laughed to myself, because my mother is quite the force. And has always been, and I have some upcoming decisions to make, and I really would like to know what the other side, spirit, mom, whomever, wants to come forward and be with me. Because I feel like I'm on the precipice of crossing over something. I just don't know. Everything is just keeps moving along, positive confirmation, and I just want to know what they have to say.
Okay. All right, Barbara. Let me tap in here. If you don't mind, I'm going to use a little bit of sound. Okay.
I love sound.
So, okay. Beautiful. I know it can be a little different through the phone, but let me just make a little noise here and see what I see. Okay. This is really interesting. There's a lot of loved ones coming in. So there's a man showing up. He's got gray hair. He's tall. Tall. I would say, I don't know. Taller, I would say 5'10 or taller. He has a little bit of that belly. I want to say he looks like he's around maybe late 60s or in his 60s. Does that resonate with you? Do you know anyone?
Well, that I would think like it would be my father. But my father's like 5'7", 5'7", 5'8" at the most.
Okay. This man is showing me his eyes. He's got blue eyes. Is that your dad?
Oh, my God. I couldn't even tell you what his eyes are. Isn't that terrible?
Mm-hmm. He doesn't feel like father energy to me.
No.
He's extremely loving. He could be, you know, he could, who knows, right? It could be someone maybe
no.
that knew you as a child, maybe. Say again?
An uncle? I had an uncle
an
that
uncle.
Was tall and thin.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't call him heavy. He just has a little bit of that, you know, that little bit of belly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
or my grandfather. Maybe his father.
Okay.
Oh, no, he's short,
definitely,
too. Don't take that out.
Okay. Well, I'll just let's just see what messages he has. We could spend all
okay.
day trying to figure out who he is. But let's
sure,
see what
sure.
messages he has. Okay. He definitely is some sort of relation to you somewhere, for sure. Okay. He is he's mentioning gratitude, talking about you know, the frequency of gratitude. It's really powerful. Almost like being, you know, I'm sure you said that, you know, you have a serious illness, but you believe, of course, with your heart of hearts, which I love, that, you know, there is going to be some sort of a miracle. And of course there is. Belief is everything. But he also says that you're in a beautiful state of gratitude. More kind of like being more in the present moment. If that, does that resonate with you? Is that how you've been feeling lately?
Yep.
Yeah. Very connected as well. Very.
Yep.
Yeah. Very. And man, that is, there is nothing more profound than that. I met a woman many, many years ago with my former job who, was just so lovely. She came in as a client, and you know, I had a very short interaction with her, but she completely shifted my day, and I had no idea why, but she just made me feel so great for the rest of that really busy day I had. And I realized, and then I found out later from someone else I worked with, that she had brain cancer, and she only had a supposedly a month left in this life. And so, you know, what this beautiful man who's coming in is saying is, you know, be that person that changes somebody's day, and you have been. You can't even imagine, you know, this woman that I met, it was, oh gosh, how many years ago was that? That was 2005, I think. So that was a long time ago, almost 20 years, and I have never forgotten this woman, and I have never forgotten that feeling. When I think about her, I have that beautiful, you know, that beautiful feeling of love and gratitude. And just imagine how powerful that is, right? And what he's showing me. So, you know, as I talked about with the last caller, everything is in the here and now. And so what he's showing me, this is really interesting, he's showing me how, you know, we are causal and effectual in this whole reality of ours, right? And that includes everywhere. That includes, you know, the entire multiverse. So think of the, like, if you can think of it this way, think of the entire multiverse in your room, in your bedroom with you, or in a room with you, because that's literally how it is. And everything is happening at once. And he says when you have these, he's showing me when you have these really powerful feelings of gratitude and love, that beautiful frequency goes into that time-space continuum. And it has a positive effect on not just here, not just the people that you're close to, but everything and everyone, everywhere in this multiverse. Really powerful. You know, in my personal opinion, the frequency of gratitude is the highest frequency there is. It's so beautiful and so profound, and it can change somebody on a level. Okay, so this is one other thing he said. I think you have a pretty strong understanding of this concept. I just looked at my phone. It's 3:33.
I do. I even give my flowers, not only love, but gratitude that they're there, and they just show so much love. And I'm so grateful.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. So what he's showing me is, it's really interesting. You know, there is free will. Of course, you know, the healthy version of you exists. There is that version of you that exists in time and space, and it literally exists in that room with you, right? That this is just part of your journey. Who knows how that journey is going to play out, right? There's many different ways it can go. And, of course, and you understand that that's, you know, you literally create the next moment in your life,
right?
By how you're feeling, what you're saying, right? But this beautiful man is, you know, just letting you know how much love you've put out into this multiverse just by being so grateful. I mean, I can feel it coming right through you. It almost puts a tear to my eye. So thank you for that. It's really beautiful. Sorry, I'm getting a little choked up here. So, you know, just know in this present moment that you're changing, you know, so many aspects of this, not just this world, but like I said, again, the multiverse and, you know, and other dimensions. Beings in other dimensions can feel that as well. So how beautiful is that? The animals are really attracted to you, aren't they?
Yes, they are. It's hilarious. My neighbor's dogs don't listen to them. They all come to me.
They feel that coming from you, just oozing out of you. It's just profound. And so this beautiful man, he just wants you to know how much love you've spread up to this point in your life. And just thanking you for that.
I want to be a beacon of light for others.
So you are, and feel love. Mm-hmm. Yep. Well,
and acknowledge.
Barbara, you are Yep. You are definitely, you know, moment by moment, actively changing this world. So, in a beautiful way. So, thank you for that.
And when I change, when I have the gift of, and not just then, but let me tell you something. I'm going to be shouting to the rooftop, and no one is going to. No one is going to silence.
Exactly.
Nope.
And, you know, just think of that frequency of gratitude, what that does for your own health, right?
It's great.
But he just wants you to know that this has been a part of your journey. And, you know, they just want to thank you for spreading all that gratitude.
Well, thank you. I would have thought that mom would have come through because she's always near me. Oh my God, always.
Yeah,
every morning. Her birthday
you know,
was May 11th.
Yeah, I don't know.
And
he really wanted to come and just let you know. So maybe you'll be able to figure out who he is exactly. I do believe
and
he is related to.
And he's passed over.
Yes, he
and
is.
He's definitely passed over. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. He's definitely passed over. He's showing me his eyes again. He's got blue eyes. He's got white
hair.
Yeah,
it's got to be my uncle. Yeah, it's got to be my uncle, Franklin. Yeah. Yep, got to be.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
man.
He was a genuine soul.
Yeah. Sometimes the ones that come in aren't the ones you expect. You know, I'm sure that your mom is close.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, I have no worries about it whatsoever. You know, you're right.
Okay.
It's not like you can call 1-800-SPIRIT, you know?
Yeah. Well, actually,
I get it.
You can. because they are literally 3 feet away. So, okay.
I have a big plan,
just,
and I always feel them
wrong. There is a purpose for him coming in, and who knows what that is. Maybe... maybe there'll be something with this communication that you'll realize in the near future. So.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Barbara, and just keep being your amazing self.
Well, right back at you.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
That was so fun. All right, let's do one more because it's...
And
awesome.
914.
Hi, thank you so much.
Hi,
it's Catherine from New York.
What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, it's Catherine from New York.
Hi, Catherine.
Thank you
thank
so
you
much
for
taking
my in.
Call. Thank
okay,
you.
Hey, Catherine. So what can I do for you?
I'm looking for some work guidance, if you wouldn't mind, please. I have a project that starts with the letter A that I'm working on. I'm wondering if Jonathan will like it and take me on as a client, like represent me on it. I have another one that starts with the letter F. I'm not sure if it's time to kind of put that one into the works. Or if I should just focus on the one that starts with the letter S, like Sam, that I have going on with a partner. Just anything you pick up about this or any other work guidance, I greatly, greatly appreciate.
Okay. So just give me a moment here to tap in and let's see what's going on there. All right.
Thank you.
I'm going to make some sound here, okay?
Okay.
Give me one moment. Catherine, they're showing me a woman. Now, she's still here. She's still alive. She's
okay.
Not someone who's passed. They're showing me a woman, and that has to do with this A project that you're talking about. Is there a woman involved in this project besides you?
No, not as of yet. It's just me.
Just you. Is there someone who? That's really interesting. Yeah, they're showing me this woman. She has blonde hair. She looks like she's probably maybe early 40s. Hard to tell. I'm not really good with ages, to be honest with you.
Neither. Yeah.
She has. She's thin. It's interesting because they're showing that she dresses like a lot of us do, maybe she dresses a little younger than she actually is, if that makes any sense. They're showing like she's wearing exercise clothing. like some leggings.
Could it be there's a possibility, I know who it is. Should I say her name or her initials?
Whatever you feel like doing. You can just say her first name. You don't have to say her full name if you don't want to.
Maria? She kind of, I see her as an inspiration. I would love to get her on board. I think it's so amazing that you tapped into her like that. That's who I believe it is. I don't know if you can sense if that's correct.
She's, so basically they're showing that to either find a way to get her in or she will be involved somehow. There will be some involvement. To what degree, I'm not sure. But that's what they're saying about the A. About the A project. Let's see.
Thank you. That is amazing.
So they said, this is, they said you have a gift. Your gift is like you're one step ahead. Does that sound like you? You're one step ahead always?
I like to think so. I hope so.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're very quick, right? You're very fast, very quick.
Wow.
Let me check. They're showing me. They're bringing some more energy in here. Okay. This is really interesting. Okay. So, they're just saying, so we always have, like, especially with a project or an idea, we always have a, can you hear me, Catherine?
Yes.
Okay. It's just a little staticky. So they're saying that, we all understand this concept. We always have this idea of how things should be, or what we want to see with a project, or you know, we have this vision. But they did say that the timeline, right, or the potential that you're connecting to, is that she will be a part of this, but maybe in a maybe not exactly how you picture it right now. But I'm seeing lots of thumbs up, lots and lots of thumbs up.
Wow.
So, but let me just reiterate, when it comes to the future, okay, remember, you are your designer, right? So things can change one moment to the next. But so let's do what I did earlier with Anne. I want you to go into that heart space. So can you sit down somewhere and just close your eyes?
Yes. One second.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
All right, beautiful. Okay, so this is interesting. They're bringing in the frequency of purple. Remember, color, light, and sound are all the same thing. Right? They're information that holds a specific frequency. So let's go. I want to go into your crown chakra. Are you familiar with your crown chakra?
I believe so. It's above the head, right? Just above the head? Is that
right? It's basically up in the top of your head there. Okay. So I just want you to close your eyes, and I want you to take a breath. And purple is the color of crown chakra. And I want you to move into that space. And you can picture that chakra any way you want. Remember, chakras are endless in size. So picture it any way that you want. And tell me, can you tell me what you're seeing in there?
It's interesting. I can see her like faintly smiling, like yes, approach me with this, I guess is how I would put it.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. So let's get into a state where the brain kind of turns off a little bit. Okay. And I want you to have your experience with her in this place, but I want it to be telepathic, so just through your mind, but very calm. Okay. And I want you to get to the point where you can actually feel this kind of this union, right? And what I want you to see is some sort of contract being signed on an etheric level. And I'm just going to use some tuning forks here.
Okay.
So I just want you to just keep breathing and see this beautiful union. Here we go. Okay. How you doing in there?
Wow. Yeah. I had a whole conversation. I saw shaking hands, signing contracts. Oh, that's amazing. Wow.
So how does it feel? Like, what's the feeling that you're feeling right now?
Just, like, very light, complete, like, assured, on steady ground. Just, like, more confident. I'm just blown away. Yeah.
Well, it's you that's doing everything. I'm only telling you what I see, but it's you that's doing everything. So remember that, right? So this is already in the works. You're designing this for yourself, right?
Yes.
So the feeling with this union with this woman, hang on to that feeling. The feeling, of course, with action will bring it into fruition. So,
wow.
Yeah, and when I say action, some sort of action communication with her, right?
Right. Yeah. I'm just shocked how you picked up on that, because she's like literally like the inspiration, like for the project I had her in mind. I have to thank you. That's amazing. That's a God-given gift you have. Thank you. That's just beautiful.
Thank you. Just know everyone has this gift. Remember, everything is in the here and now. And if you can just quiet your mind, everything shows up.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Okay. You're very welcome.
Thank you. Much love and many blessings to both of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Catherine. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks for calling in. And perfect timing. You've got 4 minutes to do main wrap-up takeaways and shameless.
All right. Yeah. So I am going to close the record for everyone now. All right. Here we go. So thank you for guiding us with your divine love through the Akash. The records are now closed. Amen, amen, amen. All right, beautiful. So, I did want to announce that I just launched some sound healing courses. They will start, the first course will start on November 15th of this year. I am so excited for these courses. I've been working on this project for over a year. So I'm so excited to get this going, and if anybody is interested in learning how to do sound therapy, this course is for you. It's really, really wonderful for anybody who is a practitioner already. It'll really enhance your practice. And of course, if you're just if you are not a practitioner, this is such a wonderful tool for yourself, your family members, and especially kids. The kids these days, they have a lot. You know, there's a lot going on in this world, and they have a lot of anxiety. And I've found that learning how to do sound therapy really makes a difference. So, yeah. So if anybody is interested, you can just get on my website. There should be a link for my website on the show. It's kellywolfwellness.com. And, yeah, and then you'll see all the details there, but please reach out if you have any questions. All right. Thank you so much, Nicole.
Thank you. It was a fun show today. Awesome. Loving the sound stuff. And looking forward to next time. Everybody listening, you can find Kelly Wolf all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. Eyes Wide Open is next after this quick reset break, as long as the buttons work for me. Thanks, Kelly. Take care.
Thank you. We'll see you next month. Bye-bye.
Yay. All right. Looking for the button. Oh, we found it. There we go. Back in two.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.